From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. ISIS leader killed who had ties to Paris tragedy. The U.S. military says an Islamic State leader with direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris was killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. A coalition spokesman, Colonel Steve Warren, speaking from Iraq, said in a news briefing Tuesday that Sharafi al-Mudain was killed last week on December the 24th.
He was a Syrian-based ISIL member with a direct link to Abdel Hamid Aboud, the Paris attack cell leader. We killed him on December 24th in Syria. Al-Mudain was actively planning additional attacks against the West.
Colonel Warren noted that Mudain was among a total of 10 Islamic State leadership figures who've been killed in coalition airstrikes in the past month. They include another ISIS figure who had links to the Paris terror network and a Bangladeshi man educated in Britain who was allegedly a hacker for Islamic State. Meanwhile, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi visited Ramadi on Tuesday after government forces recaptured the government compound in the key western city. Iraqi forces worked Tuesday to clear Islamic State fighters from Ramadi, defusing bombs from streets and buildings as sporadic clashes took place on the outskirts of the city. How enduring will this victory be?
We don't think that the remaining enemy has the oomph to push the Iraqi security forces off of their positions. Now, that said, there have been counterattacks today. There were several counterattacks today, small. Generally, these take the form of a team, maybe with a heavy machine gun, or maybe with an RPG, so a team 3 to 5, conducting harassing attacks.
This is VOA News. Burkina Faso has a new leader for the first time in nearly 30 years, as President Roch Marc Kabore took the oath of office on Tuesday. President Kabore promised to preserve, respect, enforce, and defend the Constitution in a ceremony from Ouagadougou broadcast live on radio and TV. Mr. Kabore's swearing-in comes 14 months after former President Blaise Compaoré was overthrown in a mass uprising sparked by an attempt to extend his 27-year rule. The West African country of Guinea is being declared Ebola-free today, leaving only Liberia still counting down the days to achieve the goal of ending the epidemic. The virus killed more than 2,500 in Guinea and more than 11,000 worldwide from early 2014 to mid-2015. Sierra Leone satisfied the required 42-day period after the final fatality or final patient recovery in November. Liberia, initially declared free of Ebola in September, developed new cases, setting its timetable back. Belgian authorities have arrested two people suspected of planning holiday terror attacks in Brussels. They say they found evidence pointing to the threat of serious attacks that would target several emblematic places on New Year's Eve. Brussels is home to the headquarters of the European Commission and NATO, as well as offices of multiple UN agencies. Searches turned up military-style uniforms and Islamic State propaganda materials. Turkey's president visits Saudi Arabia today to meet with his Saudi counterpart for talks expected to focus on Ankara's support of Riyadh's military. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, with Ankara facing increasing isolation in the region, Riyadh is seen as an increasingly important ally.
The Syrian civil war is expected to be top of the agenda of talks between Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Saudi King Salman. The two countries are among the strongest backers of Syrian rebels fighting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Both Riyadh and Ankara have also taken a hard line in calling for Assad's immediate removal. But such stances have increasingly isolated Turkey in the region. It also faces high tensions with Moscow. Security analyst Metehan Demir says such isolation is a key factor behind Erdogan's visit.
In the recent period, Turkey's relations with West Russia and the United States are not that bright. Therefore, Turkey has been seeking allies, both in Middle East, also in Arab land as well.
Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
With Erdogan increasingly ramping up criticism of Tehran, accusing it of forming an alliance with Moscow against Turkey, observers say Ankara may already have chosen which side it is on in the deepening sectarian divide in the region. And a suicide blast in Mardan, Pakistan has left at least 26 people dead and more than 20 others wounded. Joe Powell reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.